Welcome to Daf Yomi. We shall be holding at Sukkah Daf Chof at the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi starting Halacha Tes at the top of Amud Aleph. Sukkah the Mishnah Mishaya Eved Oy Isha Oy Koton Makri Moisoy. If there is a slave or a woman or a child that are reading out the Halal, Oyne Acharei Mashem Hem Oymrim. He has to repeat every word they're saying. Fetehelo Me'eiro. And he will be cursed for the fact that he doesn't know how to do it on his own and he needs a child to do it for him. If it's an adult who's reading the halal, so he just answers halaluka, meaning every sentence, every pasuk that the makri says, so he answers halaluka. So the Gemara, Tani, Avalomru Isha Mevarechet L'Bailo, says in the Braiso, a woman can bench because a Muslim for her husband, the rabbi, and a slave for his master, v'koton l'oviv, and a child for his father. So the understand she can do because Muslim for her husband, because the Yerushalmi learns that a woman is chayav because a Muslim do raisa. Eved the rabbi, the same thing, because a slave is like a woman. But kotan l'aviv, how can a child be moitz his father? Anything by a kotan is for chinuch. He's not chayav do raisa. So the word tipot there, we're talking that he's repeating every word that they're saying. You don't say the word amen over here. Kehi the tanin the one, as it says there, which means our mishnah over here in Masechet Sukkah. Mishavet the isha kato makri moi. So if you have a slave, a woman, or a child, that read the halal for him, oy neachrei Hashem or mishu, repeat every word they're saying. V'tehelu me'eir, will have a kolah for not knowing himself. V'hoidomur, this goes back to the price before. Rav Chaim says, tehelu me'eir leben esrim shutzorich leben eser. A 20-year-old who needs a child's 10-year-old to help him daven, he should get kolah. That means he didn't do what he was supposed to learn the minimum amount. Any place the minig is to double, you double. What we're talking about. Because the parak of Hoidu that we say in Halal, every pasuk there is basically double. It says Hoidu twice in the beginning and in the end. And then the psukim just double themselves, like Tov Lachsoy, Tov Lachsoys. The pasuk is a very, very similar psukim, and it's considered to be that the psukim are being doubled. But then you get to Oit Hashem. From there on, every pasuk is on its own. It's not double. So some have the minhag, that's the minhag that we have today, that these psukim that are singular, they double them. They just say them twice. Oit Ha twice. Zayayim twice, etc. Liv Shoit, Yiv Shoit. A place that the minhag is just to say one pasuk, not to double it. So once you're not double, you go based on the minhag. Levorech Achorev, Yevorech. If the minhag is to do a bracha after halal, you say the bracha after halal. Hakol k'minhag Medina, always go based on the minhag. Halogech lulav mechaver b'shvi, someone who buys a lulav from his friend on Shemitah, noisa lo esrog matono. He needs to give him an esrog for free. Sheheinu rosh alikro b'shvi. He's not allowed to buy an esrog in Shemitah because it's peir Shemitah. Now the peiros, the esrog, goes based on lakita when you take it from the tree. So if it was cut on Shemitah, it's also b'shemitah. But the lulav goes based on chanato. So usually the lulavim that you have in the beginning of the year in Sukkot were growing mainly in the year before, and they don't have a din shemitah. I said the lulav you could sell, but the esrog you can't. So he has to sell him the lulav, and the esrog will be included in that sale. So the Rav Shmuel Chadomar Haluluko v'Chunomar Haluluko. Shaila is, how do you write this word that we mentioned that that we have in halal? Is it one word Haluluko, or it's two words Haluluko? Explains the Gemara. Mando Haluluko, it's two words. Nichlak ve'ino nimchak means two words. It means halalu, be mehalal, praise, ko, which means Hashem. So you split it, and you can't erase it because the name of Hashem. Mando Haluluko in one word, nimchak ve'ino nichlak. You can erase it because it's not the name of Hashem. And you don't separate the words. It's one word, Haluluko. V'lo adin man amardo, man amardo. So we saw the Rav Shmuel argue. We don't know which one said what. Mando amar Rav. The fact Rav says, Shamis min chaviv. I heard from my uncle. Imiten liodom sevetilim shomer. Someone will give me the Tehillim book of Rameir. Moichikani is called Haluluko Shaboy. I can erase the Haluluko because it's not Kodesh. Why? Shalom is coming in the country. He has no intention to make it Kodesh. So continues the Gemara with base. Evudohaba that tells you that Rav is the one who said Haluluko is one word. The gears that we have that divides it is a mistake. It means one word Haluluko because it's not, it doesn't have Gdusha of Shem Hashem. So the word now, till now said, there's two options. Either it's two words, Haluluko, that was referring to Shem Hashem, or it's Haluluko is one word, that it means Beni Hiluli, it doesn't refer to the name of Hashem. So what we said, Rabbanu plikot. Rabbanu argue this. Tomav sivu shiva shuba levi. Sivu said in the name of shuba levi. Pasor l'shoy sheshvach ne'emar sevetelev. You look at sevetelev, there's 10 different l'shoyris they're using in different prokim. What are the l'shoyris? What is b'ishur, l'shoy ashrei? What is b'nitzuach, l'shoy lamnatzeach? What is b'nigun, lamnatzeach b'negidois? B'shir, mizmoshir, b'mizmor. Also mizmoshir. B'askil, b'askil osof. Perino. Ranadu tzadikim. Besoido means hoidu Hashem. But tefillah tefillah Moshe. But bracha, the Korban Eidah takes away the word bracha. Says we don't find a mizmor start with bracha. The only place we find it in Tehillim is Baruch Hashem Tzuri, which is part of a different mizmor. Habehusha shemikul. The greatest praise is Aleluko. Shehashem v'ashvach l'leboy. It's one word that has a praise and the name of Hashem together. So see, Rabbanu hold Aleluko is one word, but it is includes in it the name of Hashem. Now, like we explained before, that Luka, if it's one word, then this does not include the name of Hashem. Do we need to answer what someone says to Allah? Do we have to answer back? Meaning bend down, which is an expression to say, no, you don't have to do anything. You have Yoido, Oni, Ochin, Ochin. Everybody did answer. He answered on Luka. Well, did not answer. Even if you hold, you don't have to say Aluko, you do have to say the beginning of each parak. What is the example of the beginning of Rosh Hashanah? He brings the example, Alu Ko, Alu of the Hashem, Alu Chem Hashem. How do you know if he heard and he did not answer back these Yotze? The fact that we saw the important rabbis, they started Tzibur, one says B'Shem Hashem, the other one says B'Shem Hashem, even though no one said a full sentence, if you hear, you see that Shemek Yohide, someone who hears, as if he answered, does they actually have to answer? Tari Rav Yishayo, we have a price of Rav Yishayo, Oynod, who Odom Omein, Al Mishalo Yochal. A person can say Omein, even if he did not participate in the eating. And he don't know, Bo Shechaldu, Im Lo Yochal. Bo Shechaldu, it's only when you do it because of Mazan, if you ate. So this Gemara comes from the Gemara, the Yushalmi and Brochus. Tari, it says the price of Oynim, Omein, Yesoimo. For Loy Omein, Ketufu. You can't say Omein, which is Yosem or Ketuf. Hezi Omein, Yesoimo. What does it mean, an orphan Omein? Omavudo, Ed, the Chayev, the Mivricho, Vu Oni, Vlo Yadabau. He needs to do a bracha, but he did not hear the bracha. And he says, Amen, he doesn't know what he heard, then that's called Amen Yisraimo, which is not a good Amen. There's an issue to do it. And Amen Ketufa means he's missing the end of the Amen. He just says Amen without the Nun. Tani goy shibiruch es Hashem, oini mochav Amen. If you have a goy who benches, gives a blessing to Hashem, you just say Amen. Reb Chaim's gear says, kusi amevorech es Hashem. If you have a kusi who does birkas Hashem, ain't no imachav amen, because you're assuming that he's not kavon al shir shamayim. If you hear a goy saying a bracha to you, say amen. You get a bracha from all the nations, accept it. Says the Gemara, goy echot poga be'Rabbi Shmuel u'birchoy. Came a goy in front of Rabbi Shmuel, give him a bracha. Omer leik v'amil techo amiro. What you said is already written in the Torah. Ocher poga boy v'kiloy, came a goy and cursed him. Omer leik v'amil techo amiro. What you said is in the Torah. How are you saying the same answer to both? One gives you a bracha, one gives you a klala. Continues the Gemara, Edaf, Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph. Yes, it's both written in the Torah. Someone who blesses you, be blessed. Someone who curses you, be cursed. So you want to give me a bracha, I said whatever you deserve, it says in the Torah. And the same thing for the one who said the opposite, it's both coming from the same pasuk. Sitting more Rebbe at Kweifel Bodvarim, Rablozim and Parata push Bodvarim. You saw them in the Mishnah, there's a minig to double the psukim that are singular, and there's some that don't double it. So we're saying here the minig of Rebbe is to double the pasuk, the minig of Blozim and Parata is not to double. Sitting more Rablozim, the Zikne at Golodhi. We said at the end of the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to sell the esroig of Shmito, only if it's combined with the price of the Lulav. You learn Zikne at Golod. The Zikne at Golod, I'm Masulim Sorel Mishuchosh of the Shvis, Moslem Shte Seudus. Because they hold, you can't give to someone who is suspected of not keeping Shmito even two meals. In other words, even a very small amount. So everyone understands now, the esroig is very cheap. And if you say you can't give him an esroig to the person who's Choshed the Shvis, it means you can't give him even a small amount of food. But according to Rabbanan, Rabbanan Shita is you're allowed to give to someone's choshed al shmita three meals. You could give him shalosh seudos. Our Mishnah that says you can't give a hester to someone who's choshed, the chur doesn't hold that way. No, you can explain a Mishnah even according to Rabbanan. We're talking when the Esraegim were very expensive, much more than three meals. The Gemara brings an example when Esraeg was expensive. Like these sellers of Esraegim. Which means there was a very limited amount of supply of Esraegim. Rav Yaakov couldn't buy two Esraegim, one for himself, one for his son. So he gifted the Esraeg to his son. After you shake the lulav and esrog, give it back to me. It will be a matonah nas ta'achzir, a gift that you return, and it will be back mine. So you see from here that the esrog in those days were expensive, so there's a concept of expensive esrog, and in Mele, our Mishnah that says you can't give an esrog to someone who's choshed al shviz, it's not because you can't give him three meals, you could give him three meals, talk about an esrog which is worth much more. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah, Daf Chof.